Maybe you've been thinking about turkey, sweet potatoes, and green bean casserole all week. But throughout North Carolina, many tables pass on the canned green beans for fresh collard greens. Leonita Inge reports the sturdy, big-leafed vegetable is a staple for holiday meals.
Many parts of North Carolina have already had their first frost. That means the collards are ready. The State Farmers Market recently celebrated Colossal Collard Day. Yes, collards everywhere.
So you've had one taste already. What do you think?
I've had two tastes already. They're great.
Jimmy Gore grew up in Sampson County and likes to eat collard greens year-round, especially during this time of year. Gore and several of the people I spoke with made it clear they either grew collards, cooked collards, or just ate collards.
My mother cooked collards. I'm from the country, so everybody can't cook collards.
I'm not a collard connoisseur, but they're pretty good.
Denise Rogers of Raleigh is getting her fill of collards. The free samples were served at the farmer's market with hush puppies on top and a line of condiments to choose from, including sweet and hot chow chows, salt, pepper, and vinegar. Rogers says for the holidays, her brother-in-law cooks the collards.
I don't know what he does. All I do is eat it. So I'm not quite sure exactly what his secret is, but normally they're cut fine, chopped fine, and I'm sure he uses the traditional pork to cook it in.
You would think with all the people who love to eat collard greens around here, the state agriculture department would know how much is grown and sold, but they don't. They say it has something to do with the leaf's short perishable shelf life. All they know is a lot of collards come from Johnston, Harnett, and Sampson counties. Wise Farms of Wayne County has been selling collards at the State Farmers Market for 18 years. And this time of year, Helen Wise says their vegetable stand is mostly collards.
Probably in a year's time, I would think we sell 25 acres of collards or more. I'm just giving 25 acres as a good, because we grow them all through the year.
That's $10.20, sir.
$10.20.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bill Peace of Bahama, just outside Durham, purchased 8 pounds of collards for his family. He eats, his wife cooks.
Is this for Thanksgiving, though?
Yes. But she'll try to cook them probably a couple of days before Thanksgiving to get the smell out of the house.
Nelson Ellison is the kitchen manager at the State Farmers Market restaurant, a very busy place. Ellison has cooked the collard greens here for a decade. He says this is the busy season.
The majority here, the people eat the collards here. You know what I'm saying? The carriage and the turnips, they'll eat them, but they eat more of the collards. And now Thanksgiving and the holidays is coming up, we sell more. We cook more.
Ellison cooked the collards for Colossal Collard Day that people were raving about. The recipe handed out at the farmer's market calls for smoked ham hock, salted fatback, crushed red pepper, and salt to taste. Ellison says he boils his seasoning for about 30 minutes, and then the collards cook another 45, not all day.
But then you also got to cook it with love.
That's the secret. Every day.
That's the secret.
Happy Thanksgiving. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.